The Rules of Influence. In the last video, you learned that influence and persuasion can be used for good or bad things. The bottom line is that there are principles of influence and persuasion, and how you choose to use this power is up to you. By using the principles of influence and persuasion, you will have power over people whether your intentions are good or not. The reason for this is because the principles work for good reasons and for bad. We want you to use the powerful secrets that we reveal in this training to not only enrich the value of your life, but also to enrich the lives of the people that you want to influence. This is a win-win situation for everyone. So, let's take a look at the rules of influence and persuasion. 1. You need an audience. The whole point of becoming an influence master is to gain the support and compliance of others. In order to do this, there have to be other people involved. Whether this is a single individual or thousands of people, don't matter. You must have an audience for influence and persuasion to work. 2. You need the attention of your audience, and you have to engage them. You will not be able to influence and persuade anyone if they are not listening to you. You need to grab the attention of your audience in order for them to listen to you. If you already have an established reputation or reputable brand, then this will help a lot. Other people will know who you are and what you are about with a good reputation. They know this before they even begin to listen to what you have to say. Being an expert in your field really helps. If you are not at that stage yet, then you will have to work hard to get the attention of people that don't know you. This is certainly possible. If you are in a one-on-one situation, then you need to observe them carefully. What are they wearing? If you are in their home or office, what stands out as interesting? You can then talk about these things and align your message to them. To get the attention of a lot of people, your message needs to resonate with something they are having a problem with in their personal or business life. Promise them that you have the answers to their problems. 3. Mutual understanding. The third principle of influence and persuasion is a mutual understanding. Both parties need to understand each other. You need to understand what your audience wants, and they need to understand your message. There are many ways that you can present a message. Even if you knew how people could go out and find $1 million today, if you present this wrong, then nobody will believe you, and the impact of your message will be extremely weak. All of the above rules of influence and persuasion play into each other. In order for people to understand your message, you have to present it in a way that they will understand. You can only know the best way to present your message by knowing about your audience first. The key to effective influence and persuasion is about knowing how your audience sees the world and presenting your message in a way that is congruent with their perceived view. How you see the world is not important at all. If everyone perceived the world in the same way, then you would have no need for influence and persuasion. Everyone would live in harmony and make the same decisions as each other. Of course, this is never going to be the case, as human beings have unique characteristics that define them as unique individuals. Adaptive influence and persuasion. Before we get on the next principle of influence, it is worth mentioning adaptive influence and persuasion. This is where the real power of influence and persuasion come in. Everyone is different with different morals, values, and beliefs. This means that we all see the world in a different way. So as a master influencer, you need to adapt to how others are seeing things. It is easier to use adaptive persuasion in one-to-one sales meetings. You read your prospect and then adapt your approach to make them compliant. Adaptive persuasion works with larger audiences too, but you need to accept that you will not convince everyone. The alternative to adaptive persuasion is non-adaptive. Here you use the same message with everyone. Think about copywriting as an example. The same message is used on a sales page for a product online. This is a numbers game. If the copy influences most people, then that is the best that you can hope for. 4. Know the game. The fourth and final principle of influence and persuasion is knowing the game. In order to be a master influencer, there are specific principles that exist that you must follow. It is essential that you know what these rules are and what they mean. There's been a great deal of research over the years, and there's a lot of scientific evidence to support how people think, behave, and can be influenced or persuaded to think and behave in a way that you want them to. Use this to your advantage. In the next video, we will discuss the benefits and importance of influence.